This Thanksgiving, some gourmets are planning to feast on an endangered bird. Rare domesticated turkeys with names such as Bourbon Red and the American Bronze nearly have disappeared from the American menu. But a small band of dedicated food fanciers is trying to bring back what's known as the heritage turkey. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
On most Thanksgiving tables, the turkey is the centerpiece, the honored guest of the holiday. But do you even know its name? Most Thanksgiving shoppers don't.
Do you mean like a brand or something? A butterball, maybe?
No, I kind of meant what sort of breed of turkey?
I have no idea. Just getting a turkey. I mean, I thought they're all the same.
Okay, it's a trick question. For all the different labels and sizes of turkey at the Safeway, the birds are almost genetically identical. The breed is known by the thrilling moniker of the large white. In the turkey world, the large white is like a Hollywood starlet. It's young, big-breasted, and it gets all the attention.
Turkeys are this quintessential American food, and yet, you know, 99% of Americans have only one choice for their Thanksgiving dinner.
Erica Lesser is part of an organization known as Slow Food, dedicated to trying to preserve all things local and delicious. She says that Thanksgiving wasn't always dominated by the large white. Just 50 years ago, people ate whatever was raised in their region, birds like the Narragansett or the Jersey Buff.
To someone who's tasted it before and that's their childhood memory of a turkey, it's just the essence of turkey for them, and what, you know, the modern equivalent is the disappointment.
But with only a few thousand of the old-time turkeys still around, slow food activists are trying to preserve the breeds from extinction. They believe if only you could taste them, you'd want to save them. The largest remaining flock of American bronze turkeys lives on a bluff below the Strawberry Mountains in eastern Oregon. The only reason they're still alive, according to owner Mark Wishart, is that he's too stupid to quit the business.
My old man did this in 1947. I'm just here because the rest of my family don't want to do it. And I'm about to give it up.
In a world where factory-raised turkeys can be sold for 19 cents a pound, a small independent farmer makes very little money for too much work.
I've already gone through two wives and three girlfriends.
Well, the turkeys still love him. 1,000 of them follow his every move through the yard. Unlike the large white turkey, the American bronze is a lean, trim bird. It can fly a little and can still, to put it delicately, mate in the natural way. Wishart says the large white turkey, with its enormous breast, requires artificial insemination.
Because they're too big. They can't get the job done.
Wishart knew that he was one of the last people trying to raise the bronze turkeys, but he didn't know that anyone cared until the Slow Food group called. They told Wishart they wanted to save the breed. He wasn't impressed.
I don't really care if this breed goes on. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, some of these conservatory guys do. If they're that important to them, then pay up.
And so they did. They offered $2.50 a pound, far above the going rate, and they promised him more business if the heritage turkeys ever caught on. It may sound strange, but the best way to save an endangered farm breed is to eat it, to create an economic demand for it. In a back alley in Seattle's industrial district, Roger Downey is acting as the local turkey hustler.
We are waiting for the arrival of a refrigerated truck containing 175 recently deceased American bronze turkeys.
Straight from Wishart's farm, volunteers with the local Slow Food group have formed a sort of underground railroad for authentic turkeys. Some of Seattle's most famous chefs and foodies are on the waiting list. For Downey, a food writer at the Seattle Weekly, this isn't just a charitable effort for small farmers. It's good eating.
You understand why people basted turkeys when you see the way these turkeys come out of the oven. They're chestnut brown. They're glistening golden brown. They're just so good.
But with all the choices on the Thanksgiving table, yams or potatoes, pumpkin pie or pecan, will a hungry public care about the genetic lineage of their turkeys? Well, stranger fads have happened. If vintage clothes can come back into style, if disco can return, perhaps your grandparents' turkey can become the latest culinary trend. And if it turns out you really love the heritage birds, well, Mark Wishart has a turkey farm he'd like to sell you. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.